Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Everybody, Rev here, just Harvey and I once again, this time not because people are recovering from a convention, but because I'm recording this intro early because I'm doing something that I'm very bad at doing. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go on a vacation. I'm going to be gone for the next week, so normally this episode would be posted the day that I'm leaving, so I'm recording the intro early so I can post the episode early so I can leave. So hopefully you're all doing well. Everyone will be back with me next week for the intro. So until then, it's time to let the recap roll.
What a weirdly successful night. Should we ride this high? What's next?
I mean, if we're feeling lucky, that's when you head to a casino, right?
Tasu is trying to get a sense of the security. At some point, you are spotted. A hand slams against your chest, and you get stopped. A woman, about 5'3". Dark hair, sharp blue eyes, and canine features. Why do I know you?
I'll look her up and down. You been around New Orleans much?
No.
I just came up from there. That's where I used to operate, checking out the town.
That's not quite it.
I'll offer a hand to shake. Name's Rigel.
Name's Mallory Mercer. Most folks call me Mal. I'm the head of security here.
What I was able to overhear is that a lot of the wait staff are kind of frustrated because they've had to, like, pick up more shifts. This place totally just, like, promotes within. So you start out as, like, the server or whatever, and then you move your way up to one thing, and then you're a bartender, and then you're security. But they've moved all the, like, experienced security somewhere else. So everybody here is kind of newbies.
Tess, as Kim is examining this building and you're kind of pointing out things to her, you hear Mallory's voice ring out. I remember now. I saw you the other day on the street. You're working with that bastard ex-boyfriend of mine, aren't you? Kim and Tass, you were standing outside of Jake's car in the parking lot of the Wrigley Casino, scoping out some weaknesses in the building. And Tass, you have heard this voice cut across the parking lot, and you see Mallory Mal Mercer, the head of security here, headed towards you.
Oh, shit. Damien?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I don't know who he, like, you know, has relationships and stuff with. I get it. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're not like a friend of his?
Well, I mean, we work together. We have to be on, like, good terms, you know. I mean, I won't lie. Like, we get along, but obviously I'm chilling at a casino, not with him on my day off. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely not friends with him.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tried to banish him from this plane.
She did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Didn't work, though. Sorry about that.
Hey, look, I'll make it up to you.
Better luck next time.
When's the next fight club? Is it like this week, week after?
It's next Friday.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll show up and I will just let you vent by beating the hell out of me.
Do you want better? You get him to come along so I can beat the hell out of him. I'll owe you one.
Okay.
I would like to see that.
Should I mention you or should I not? Should it be a surprise?
Oh, if it could be a surprise, I'd love to see the look on his face.
Oh my God, me too. That's funny. Yeah, I got you.
All right. I knew you looked familiar, but who knows? Maybe this will work out.
Yeah, I think it will.
And she gives you both a nod and turns and heads back inside the building.
Oh,
we're
going to
get Damien killed. People die in this universe. 100 years of bitter exes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, I told you. She is a fireball, man. That's okay. All right.
She's kind of awesome.
Wait a minute. So that's Friday. If we want to do this next Saturday, I might have a little favor from the head of security.
That's true. That does mean leaving Lana in there for 6 more days.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's just a thought.
Yeah. But hey, here's what I noticed. This building is huge, way bigger than the casino actually is. And see how all of these windows and doorways are all bricked over?
Oh, yeah.
Except for that trash chute right there on like the third floor.
Oh.
I'm not really volunteering to crawl into a trash chute. Sounds very gross. But I don't know. That could be something.
That could absolutely be something.
I'm going to turn back to the car and point the chute out to Megan and Jake.
I can get up to it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I think I can teleport to it. So if that's what we want my job to be in this, I could be the person who goes in the back.
I'm just having this very baller image of like you standing below it and just teleporting up and appearing and grabbing the handle and then like leaning backwards to pry it open and then shimmying your legs in and closing it behind you and then having to make your way up backwards.
So baller.
I mean, yeah, that might be our answer to avoiding figuring out how to get these, you know, the security things that are letting people through.
Yeah, the thing that makes me nervous is that's a lot of building that we have no idea what's inside.
Yep.
Do you think that Fiona could put the word out and maybe get us a blueprint of this place so we do know what we're dealing with in the back half?
Yeah, she's got a lot of people she's kind of tried to keep contact with, so I can definitely start with asking around and seeing if I can find any information.
Yeah.
All right, so is there anything that the rest of you are going to do while Megan goes out and hits the streets?
Is it possible? Is it safe to be accompanying Megan on this? Can I come along or should I not, Megan?
You all being there could be detrimental if things go bad. You not being there could be detrimental if things go bad. There's literally no way to know.
Yeah, so let's just go.
All right, so who are you going to?
I'm going back to Foster, my werewolf contact, to see if he can get me access to blueprints to this casino building layout.
All right, so roll hit the streets. When you hit the streets to get what you need, name who you're going to and roll with their circle. On a hit, they're available and have the stuff. On a 7 to 9, choose one. Whoever you're going to is juggling their own problems. Whatever you need is more costly than anticipated.
6.
Can I lend a hand?
How so?
I think I'm just kind of name dropping my werewolf contact, Scruff. You know, this is somebody I'm friends with. I'm also in this circle. It would really benefit. Maybe I could put in a good word with Scruff, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, all right. Roll lend a hand.
4.
This is going well.
Do I still mark it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I level up. Leveled up on a fail. Good.
You're welcome.
That's
just
where I belong.
It's just like old times. What are you going to take?
I am going to learn 3 more spells.
Okay. What spells are you going to learn?
I'm going to do tracking, linking, and veil.
What do those do? I mean, the name's kind of...
Tracking lets me track.
Yeah. Linking fuses 2 things together.
I can spend a hold to learn the location of a specific person, but I have to have a personal object that belongs to them or recent leavings of their body.
God.
A lock of hair, fingernail clippings, their blood, etc.
Et cetera.
So really dancing around what leavings commonly means, I think. Linking, I can spend a hold to telepathically link up 2 characters in your presence for a few hours, allowing them to communicate with each other and with you, regardless of distance.
Hmm.
So I've got to be with them to link them, and then we can go on our merry way. And I can spend additional hold 1 for 1 to add more people to the network, even if the others aren't present. And then Veil, spend a hold to make myself invisible from sight, physical, and electronic for a few moments.
Okay.
Nice.
And I learned these because in this moment I fucked up so badly that I really wish I could just turn myself invisible and get out of here.
So you all head over to meet Megan's contact, Foster, at the Corner Pocket, which is a pool hall that Foster frequents. And you go in to try to get some information from Foster. And during the course of this, Jake, you try to bring up your buddy Scruff, because it seems like the interaction isn't going all that well. And you bring up Scruff, and Foster stares at you for a real long time and nods their head.
Yeah, I think I got just what you need. I'll get you those blueprints. Come back here in about an hour. I'll have them for you.
Great.
And he turns and heads out.
Well, I think that went well.
Yeah, it seemed to.
Do we have to leave? Can we just stay here and shoot for the hour?
Might as well.
Yeah, it's about 10:30 at night right now. And about an hour later, Foster comes back in with a white tube and hands it over to you.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck.
And then I'll just look at everyone like, good to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the car.
All right, you head back out to the car outside of the Corner Pocket with your prize in hand.
This feels like National Treasure.
Sorry, what is that?
It's a
Of course I know National Treasure because Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
I thought you were going to say the president. It's required. It's required movie watching in every classroom.
Check him out. Is there anything good in there? Does it give us the answers we seek?
Yeah. Get back in the car and open up this tube. See what's inside.
Yeah. Inside are a set of blueprints and it shows three floors. The top floor is almost entirely empty. It's just a big open warehouse space. The second floor seems like it is mostly lodging and kitchen area and bathroom area. And then there is also an office there. And you know from having been inside the casino that that must be Grayson's office. And then the first floor is the casino. And you can see that behind the wall where the bar is, there are a number of long corridors leading to rooms that are indicated with electrical markers around the walls. You don't see any other entrances or exits on the backside. It seems like the only existing one is from the front. It doesn't even mark that trash chute on the third floor.
Okay, we can work with this.
Yeah, look at all these like electrical markings around these rooms. Are these like electrified rooms?
Maybe it could just be a symbol for them being powered in some way, like actually set up to a grid to be locked and things like that.
Do those symbols exist on any of the rooms that we have seen or been in?
They do not.
It seems like if that was the case, it would also apply to like the casino floor and stuff. This seems like whatever that denotes, it is something completely unique to anywhere we've been in the casino.
It could be like the vaults or something, like where they keep all the winnings.
This is really weird. Look at this. The whole third floor is just like empty.
Third floor is empty. That's weird.
That was the floor with the trash chute.
Yeah, that's not even on here. It's just open. And then they've got like the kitchens and lodging and everything on the second floor. And I think this is the office.
Well, the trash chute might be a great point of entry then, if that whole floor is empty. So probably Lana's either in that back half of the first floor somewhere, or the top floor isn't actually empty. And she's somewhere up there. There's not really a way for us to know that without getting there and observing it. So let's assume that we were going to go for this tomorrow. What would we want our duties to be? How would we play this if we went in with what we have now tomorrow? Somebody goes in the trash chute, figures out what's up with the third floor, right? And if it's not actually empty, if we think she's up there, then we all got to get up there one way or another. If it is empty, they proceed down to somewhere that we actually need to be. Somebody needs to yoink a key card or whatever that thing is to get into the back rooms of the casino area.
I could try and swipe this access thing, key card, whatever it is. If there's a fight going on, I'm pretty good in a fight, but in a brawl, I don't think so. Not so much. If I'm not actually trying to like fight somebody, I could work on trying to get something to help us get up to the trash chute.
I feel like I could maybe influence things in the casino to create a distraction. I don't know if that's a fight or perhaps nudging someone else towards winning a big jackpot.
If we could nudge somebody into winning a big jackpot, that would get Winters out of his office.
Yeah. That would also make me pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if we want to get Lana out, that's you, right, Jake? If you can get a hold of her and just teleport back to the base, I mean, sure, that's a ways away, but that gets her out.
I mean, it's possible if I'm able to channel enough energy and I haven't had to use any of it for anything else, I could get her all the way back to the sanctum, sure, and then somehow get back here.
Well, I mean, Lana can kind of walk through walls, can't she? Like, she's a little bit incorporeal if she's posing as a member of Tranquil Silence. It might be as easy as freeing her from whatever magical chains she has, and then she can get herself out.
Yeah, it seems like they have put a lot into keeping her locked down, that if we could screw up a little bit of that, she can handle herself.
It'll be more about whoever frees her, them getting out. Okay.
And that I can absolutely do. So yeah, I guess it seems like I might be the one pushing for Lana if it's only one of us. You know, I'm probably on that team because I can mess with whatever's holding her down. And if she can get out, great. If she can't, I can get her out, or I can at least get myself out.
Are there any of those power box-like lines around Winter's office?
There are not.
I might be able to get into Winter's office. Like, if he's out of it, it's not exactly what you do, Jake, but I have this sense of, like, being able to move through stuff in some way. It may be obvious. I don't really know. I haven't tried it yet. So I may be able to get in there quickly, grab the rifle, and get out.
I mean, most of my skills at this point are either big and flashy or have to do with me being really good at fighting, and I feel like that's just a little more extreme, and that's not really what we want to go for right now. I've been a lot hesitant with just even the things that I've had to do as Fiona. I just feel like it's been really difficult to commit to anything and be confident in what I'm actually doing. I didn't act fast enough when I was at the safe house. There was a vampire and it was like feeding on someone, and I thought if I could just scare it enough to like get away that it would stop, and it didn't, and it killed somebody. Maybe they're too far gone anyway, or maybe they weren't, and I could have saved them if I had just acted, but I didn't, and I don't want to keep doing that. I'm second-guessing everything.
Well, even if you don't feel it, you took on two vampires and lived. More than that, you barely had a scratch on you. That's impressive. I'd feel a lot safer about this if you were either with us in the casino or with Jake when he's dealing with Lana.
I mean, yeah, if things go bad, I could maybe fight my way out. That I'm at least kind of confident in. I'm just really hoping that that doesn't happen. Like, sneaking in and out is kind of the plan here, right? So I don't know how to be helpful in making that an accomplishment, other than just kind of being a worst case scenario backup plan.
I think one of two things for you. If I'm going to be the one snagging the rifle, Jake might have to fight his way out, and like Kim said, I would be way, way, way more comfortable with you being with him to help get them out. Before I had the thought of me doing what I might, I was going to offer essentially just staying in the casino to be either more distraction or, you know, the filler for something else. Like if they're going to have to fight their way out through the front of the casino, being there for that, or someone to distract Winters for longer if that's needed, like literally just to be the response team, because that's going to be hugely important too. That's something that you could do if I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I feel like being there in case to help with something, that feels like where I'm going to be the strongest. I just don't know where.
Maybe Megan could go in the trash chute and scout out the third floor, see what's up there, let us know. And then I could stay down on the casino floor in case we do think that Lana's down there, start sneaking through the locked doors. Because I can yoink a key card off somebody and make my way through there.
Yep.
Okay.
And then if that's not the case, if Megan determines that it is something on the third floor, I can get out of the casino and up to that trash chute. So I could follow based on what you learn.
Yeah, I can do that and give you information based on what I can see. But I didn't really feel comfortable using comms in there since we don't really know what their security is like with that kind of stuff. I don't know if these things would be affected by whatever they have set up.
Did I get any feel of something like that scoping their security? Any sort of like magic dampener or anything?
No, but I didn't get the impression that's what you were looking for either. Like you talked about like cameras and people and
yeah, that's fair.
Did you try to use anything magical inside?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I could maybe take care of that. I think that I could magically like telepathically link us if we're worried about the tech part of the comms being detectable. If we're worried about the magic being detectable, I'm boinked on that one. If we're worried about the magic being detectable,
man, in this kind of world, I don't know what they would focus on, or if it'd be both.
I mean, magic's everybody's using magic always. It seems like they wouldn't bother to police for it. Some people can't help it, right? Some people just are magical here, so I'd hope that would go unnoticed. I'd be more worried about the technology.
Yeah, and I think from your observations of this world, like, you know that there aren't really technomancers because of what you pulled off with James, and it's been 100 years, and you have seen that technology has almost not advanced at all.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of this is going to hinge on how successfully I can channel magic. There's a non-zero chance, like, when I was fighting Zui, I fucked up, and I knew, like, I'm not getting any more here. That could happen on step one here. I could try and steal a key card and be out of magic for the rest of the night, so...
Well, if that happens, then I guess we'll just roll with it. That's what the three of you do best, right? I've read your files. You come up with a plan and then immediately deviate from it.
Ooh. I mean, do best is a generous way to put it. Do by necessity.
Do most often.
It's what we unintentionally do.
All right, so we get something like a grappling hook or something to get Megan up to the trash chute, get her to the third floor, figure out what's up there. The rest of us are on the casino floor, right? So far, so good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Depending on what she sees, it might be a matter of me redirecting also to the trash chute to get up to the third floor to follow in if that's where we think, like, Lana is. If that's not the case, I might stay down there, try to steal a key card, get through the doors to the back part of the casino where we think Lana might be. Kim can manufacture a distraction to draw Grayson out of his office, and then Tass, you can get into the office.
I am pretty sure.
I mean, that's all we've got on any of this. All any of us has is pretty sure. So Tass can do the exchange for the gun or the theft of the gun, whatever. We can make a fake version if we think we can get it in there. And then Kim, you said once you do the thing on the casino floor, like, there's a good chance you're made, right?
Yeah, if I do that, then I'm going to be an oracle seeing the future inside of a casino. I'm probably going to be banned, if not worse.
Well, but that is even more of a distraction. So, you know, in the worst case, that still draws attention away from the other things we're trying to accomplish. So that could still be good.
Yeah.
As long as you can escape.
I very much plan to.
All right. Okay. So I guess we need to get a grappling hook and then hope that circumstances work out decently along the way. And if they don't, we figure it out on the fly. Is that where we are? We've got a working plan, something to start with?
Think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. I can't wait until we can't even get the grappling hook, but let's go see what we can do.
All right. What are you all going to do between now and the time that you start the heist? I know that Kim wants to talk to Strom in the morning. I know Megan's going to go look for a grappling hook. Is there anything else anyone wants to do before you all meet back here tomorrow evening?
No, I don't think so. I think just waiting for the op.
I have to channel my magic before we go in, and I'm just going to go ahead and take a 20 on that, if that's cool. I'm just
okay.
Gonna, yeah, I'll spend the time to make sure I get all my old.
Just, but it's 20 hours. Just you show up just
20
wired,
of the next 24 hours,
just crackling with magical energies.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm probably not going to heal my point of faint harm in this evening before we go into the casino heist, am I?
You know, you all have about 24 hours before you're going to start this heist, and you don't really have anything to do in the interim other than, I know you're going to have a conversation. Tass seems like he's just going to head home. I think that you could both heal your faint harm since it is faint.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
So, Megan, I don't think that you have any issue finding a grappling hook. Like, it's kind of standard equipment. Is there anything else from the red line that you want to get while you're back at the hideout?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything. I feel like, since primarily Mortalis deals with protecting humans from, like, vampires and stuff, that's kind of more what I would think they have available if they had anything that would help us going into, like, werewolf territory.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be able to come up with something of, like, hey, I need to go look for this. So just thinking about getting up into the third floor of this casino, I'm focused on what can I use to get up there. So
okay.
Maybe it's just some rope as well to have.
just you show case. With just a grappling hook.
Yeah, just the hook.
Okay, I threw it in the trash chute. Now what? What do you mean, climb up? Sorry? That part wasn't made clear.
You specifically told me a grappling hook. No one said anything about rope. Yeah, I think that you can, no problem, get a grappling hook and rope and you know, like a climber's harness so you can not just have to hand over hand it.
Oh, I don't have to use my upper arm strength. Thank God.
You don't have to Adam West it up the side of the building.
Yeah, exactly. Kim, I think back at the vault, when you arrive that night, Strom is still shut away in her side of the building. And I think that when you arrive, it's a little different energy than the last time you were here. Al greets you just like usual, but there is a lot more foot traffic on that first floor. You know, because we've talked about the House of Strom and how she is one of the large factions here, but we've really only talked about you and Strom and Al and a couple of extra leaders that she's brought in. We haven't really dealt with the fact that she's got a building full of underlings who are also very minor level oracles who do jobs for her. I think you see a lot more of those staying inside of the building than normal. Like, everyone has a room at the vault. Almost no one uses it. And mm-hmm. you see probably 24 people who are bringing boxes and bags back inside, like they are staying here for a little while because they got the call of that there's some kind of a problem.
Oh, man, we're going to the mattresses.
Yeah, exactly. But that night passes, and the next morning when you get up, Strom is in the kitchen, and she has made breakfast for both of you. I think as you're coming in, Kester is there and he's carrying 2 cups of coffee and he carries them out and into the elevator. That's right. He just pours a cup of coffee.
I'm dying to know what Strom has made for breakfast. I don't know why the thought of Strom cooking is kind of blowing my mind right now.
This is it's like Mrs. Doubtfire when he actually just ordered the meal and then plated it. That's what Strom has done.
I imagine like she's a very fancy breakfast lady, like Eggs Benedict. Like she poaches her own eggs and knows how to do it right the first time and not fucks it up every single time like I do. So
it's like a really strange version of Ratatouille. If you'd been here 10 minutes earlier, you would have seen 24 beetles making the breakfast.
That's adorable.
I love it.
But yeah, Megan is right. It is a very fancy breakfast. Strom is someone who has acquired a lot of wealth, has very high standards, both financially and just of taste. And she's lived a long time and seen a lot of things.
Makes sense.
But she sits down at the table and takes a sip of orange juice.
How are you feeling today?
A little better. I apologize for my behavior yesterday.
No, it's fine. You don't have to apologize. That was a lot.
It was a lot. I was hoping that they could come and make things clearer. And they did, but there seems to be a very strange finality to the way he made things clearer.
I mean, we're not going to do that, though, right?
Do what?
Do anything that costs you your soul, Strom.
I don't truly have the sense of what he said and if it meant a choice or a truth.
There are several beats of silence as I'm just staring at Strom in thought. Not touching my breakfast. Strom, what if there was another way?
Another way to safeguard what I've built, or another way to what exactly?
Another way to make things different. Another path. A different way that things could turn out, I guess.
I think that's part of the danger of living most of my life lately in the close proximity of many powerful oracles, is that I may get so caught on the idea of what's going to happen that I can't do anything but follow that path.
I'm not talking about what's going to happen. I'm talking about changing things that have already transpired. Whew, Strom. Do you remember when I read your fortune last week and I had a vision of you meeting people from your past?
Yes.
I think I met them.
It was not Kester and Tiresias.
I mean, that's very possible, but it might also be Jake and Tass from the IPT.
The pause that happens as you say this is long, and her eyes don't leave you as she tries to process what you're saying. That team, they vanished almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, I know. They vanished, and they came here, Strom. They went through a lot of trouble hiding their tracks, making it look like they disappeared into another world and died there, but they came here.
Why?
They want to find the different dimensions that Nash used for his spell 100 years ago to make the world the way that it is. So They're getting readings from those items that Nash gifted you and the other leaders of the factions. That is why I asked for the egg.
They can go back? They have a way to get back from when they left?
Yeah.
She stands up and starts to pace around the kitchen. Kester has a way of seeing his visions through time, and Tiresias has a way of seeing visions constantly, and you're able to pick up on visions that happen around you, the people that you read. Ever since I became an oracle, I've had these visions of times that didn't happen, a moment in life that I lived through but I knew wasn't what I experienced. If there's a way to change things, maybe that's why I see the things I see. I haven't had a single useful prophetic vision since the magic in this world increased. Something's always off, something's not right. A person, a place, it's different.
Is it possible that that's happening because the IPT is coming and then going to go back and change all of this? So it's almost like you're having visions that, I hate to say, don't matter, but they're of a present that's only temporary, I guess.
She leans against the counter and you see that she's got a pendant that she's wearing, and she puts her hand to it and squeezes it. Thank you. I realize that must have been very difficult.
No, I mean, honestly, it's a relief. I really don't like hiding things from you. It really stresses me out. And so there was a worry that you would be upset with me for either working with Jake and Tass and Megan as well, who I don't think that you've met, but she's great. Working with them in the first place, but also hiding it from you to begin with. And I'm happy that it's out in the open. Thank you.
Yes, I can imagine that the perception of my reception of their arrival would not be a pleasant one.
No, they're really nervous about meeting you.
Yes, I would be too. This is the world that I thought I wanted.
Yeah.
But it turns out that when everyone has power, I'm not all that special. And the things I can trade in aren't all that worthwhile.
It's true. So if they manage to do what they're trying to do here, you know, get the readings off of all 9 items, then they're going to go back and change things. And, you know, that's probably going to result in a world where you're still on top. There are just fewer people at the top of the pyramid with you.
Yes, I need some time to think through this.
Okay.
And what I'm going to say to them when I see them again. Please finish. I need to go to my study.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
I realize that it's extremely possible that the news that I just shared with you possibly threw off your vision for today. But when you did take a peek at the events of today, did you happen to see me getting hurt or arrested or a bad thing happening to me later tonight?
I didn't, but I also did not see this conversation.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. We'll talk later.
And as she passes by, she leans down and gives you a kiss on the forehead.
I breathe just a big sigh of relief. That's been a knot in my stomach ever since I met the IPT crew hiding this thing from Strome. And now that that's resolved, I finally have an appetite.
All right, so I think we jump ahead to Saturday night outside of the Wrigley Casino. What's going down?
First of all, I just got to say, if I had been like, hey, Mom, I'll see you later tonight if I don't get arrested or end up dead or hurt, I wish my mom would have been like, all right, sweetie. So I'll see you later. Bye. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your breakfast. Mwah. Bye. I think I'm heading in probably first to post up in my corner and just establish myself as a presence there so that it doesn't seem weird if I just show up and things start going wrong on the casino floor, like people start losing shit.
Okay.
So we've all got the plan, right? Do we need to have any conversation before we execute?
I don't think so. I think we know where we need to be.
Cool. So before I ever head in, I want to channel and try to establish our telepathic link.
Okay, roll it.
7. Oh, God, those are rough. So I hold 3, I choose 1 from the list below, and I think I'll go with suffer 1 harm. I think it takes a toll on me to maybe maintain this connection throughout the night.
Yeah, it's a very new skill set, and I imagine it's using a different part of your magical brain.
So I will immediately spend 2 of the hold to utilize linking to get all 4 of us on a mental telepath call, party call.
Okay.
And then I'll head inside and get innocuous.
I will follow maybe 10 minutes after he goes in?
I had my driver from the vault drop me off at the casino. I want to arrive separately from these people.
What do you mean, these people?
In the event that I become arrested from trying to predict the future in a casino, I don't want to implicate you.
That's fair.
I appreciate you.
I love the phrasing of that. Become arrested. Yes. Like, arrested isn't a thing that happens to you. It is a state of being.
State of being, yeah.
So I imagine that in this moment, it's Jake and Tass going inside. You two and Megan have already linked up. And then as Kim arrives a little later and, like, walks past you, we see that fire off again as you link her in to the group.
Yeah, I think that's fair game.
Nice.
What about Megan?
I am heading around the back to the garbage chute we saw earlier and making sure nobody is watching me as I prepare to shoot a grappling hook up.
Okay.
This is wild. I love it.
Yeah, I think this is going to be keep your cool. So what exactly do you want to avoid in using this grappling hook to get yourself into the trash chute on the third floor?
I don't want to fall. I want to make sure that this is a secure grapple.
And before you make this roll, Megan, I think this counts as a hunt. You know, you're not going in to find and kill someone, that sense of the hunt, but you are trying to track down a specific person in a strange location. So I think you can roll with blood instead of spirit on this because you are hunting for Lana. Because rolling with blood as opposed to spirit is what your hunter move Slayer allows you to do, right?
Exactly. So that's wonderful because I have a 2 blood and -1 spirit. So let's see how this goes. 10.
All right. So you are able to get this grappling hook up onto the trash chute securely and make your way up inside. What are you going to do once you're inside of the trash chute?
What does this look like? Is it like a panel that opens up?
Yeah. So once you get inside, you know, there is the flap on the outside that you've climbed into, and then there's maybe 12 feet of chute and then another flap that would open. Once you get inside of the trash chute, are you leaving the rope from the grappling hook out or are you pulling it into the chute with you?
I'm going to pull it up into the chute so nobody can see my crimes, yeah. What I've done. I'm going to telepathically link out in the chat room. Okay, I made it up the garbage chute.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to listen. Hold on. Let me see. So yeah, I want to listen against that inside flap to see if I can tell if there's anyone on the other side.
Yeah, you put your ear to it and listen for a couple moments and you don't hear anything on the other side.
I want to peek through.
You peek through and it is completely pitch black on this other side. Like you just open it up into darkness.
Oh, it's really dark. Damn it, I should have thought to get some night vision goggles. I didn't think this would be dark.
You have your phone flashlight?
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I just hope nobody else is in here to see it. And I'll take out my phone and I won't turn the flashlight on, but I'll turn it on and then turn the brightness down so it's like a really low light and kind of use that to see what I'm doing and see where I'm going.
So you turn your phone on and you turn the brightness down and you open up the chute and let the light spill out from your phone. It is cement floor as far as your light goes and large columns that reach up almost another 2 stories. For you, they just kind of go into the darkness. And you can see that there are gouges and slashes in the floor on the columns. And there are a bunch of holes too everywhere.
Okay. Something is either in here or was in here that's really big and has claws and there's holes everywhere.
Holes everywhere? Like finger holes?
What do these holes kind of look like? Do they look like something impacted here or are they in a pattern at all?
They are not in a pattern. They are all over the floors and the walls as well as the columns. As you move your phone closer to one of the holes, you see just a little glint of metal inside of it. And now that you're examining them closer, you can tell that they're bullet holes and they're just peppered throughout the space in which you can see right now.
They're bullet holes, Tass.
Okay, so not like something crawling around on the walls. It's either like a training room or something got loose in there.
Yeah, I'm really like afraid to turn this light on. I don't want to make myself like a beacon. These walls, these columns that are really tall. I can't even see the ceiling in here.
I guess if that's the only thing that that chute comes out of, it's just a matter of staying low, staying along the walls, and getting down and out of that room as quick as you can.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick to the side and go around. Maybe I can find a door or something. How's it going down there?
I won $10.
Nice, good job.
Thanks.
I lost that $10.
They were betting on whether or not you would make it up the grappling hook.
Thanks, Jake.
That's a lie. She's lying.
I don't think there's a rule here. You stick to the wall and start making your way around the room. It is very large, and as you travel with this little bit of light coming out, you see more of the same. You get further down into that room, and you can no longer see where you came from. Like, this is just an enormous open space, and you can hear your breathing and your footfalls have just a little bit of echo, so you can get a sense that this is a very large room. Eventually, you do come across a bunch of metal lockers that have numbers on them. They are red, and most of them are pretty banged up.
Do they have locks on them?
They don't.
I want to try to open one.
Yeah, you open one, and inside is a pistol and a knife.
I'll take that knife.
Okay.
Open another one.
There's a shotgun and a bunch of shells in this one.
I just want to start opening all of them.
Yeah, as you go through, you find a variety of different guns and bladed weapons, as well as a few sets of body armor.
Does the armor fit me?
I'm sure that if you looked around long enough, you could find a set that did.
Yeah, if I can find something that would fit me, I'd probably take that, but I'll leave the rest of it and close the lockers back up.
Okay, yeah, mark down that you have one armor. And then if you continue on a little further, you do find an office that looks like a control room. It's got some very thick glass and a locked door. But then right next to that is a set of double doors.
Can I try to pick the lock to this control room?
Yeah, I think it's going to be keep your cool again. What do you want to avoid in this situation?
Alerting anyone to my presence.
Okay.
9.
So I think one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to break your lockpick as you get into this room, or you're going to break the lock so that later on when someone comes here, they'll notice. Like, you're not going to draw any attention now, but next time someone comes to go into this office, they're going to know.
I think I'm going to go with that one. I think I'm going to have somebody realize someone broke in here.
Yeah, you fiddle with it for just a little bit and the lock pops open and then out onto the ground.
I'll try to pick it back up and just set it in the in the hole in the door. Like, this is fine. That way, when the next person comes in here and they turn to open the door and it breaks, they'll think they did.
Nice.
I think I'll turn the light on my phone up a bit more and I want to start looking around in this control room. Are there papers or anything that's labeled that might give me an idea of what this place is used for?
Yeah, there's a filing cabinet that is filled with employee records. There's also a bunch of light switches. You can assume by the way that they are marked that they turn on the bulk of the lights inside of this room that you really can't see fully inside of right now. And then there's a chair that can sit and look out the window.
I want to grab the light switches. I want to turn them all on and then look into the room through the big glass window and then turn them all back off.
So you flip all of the lights on very quickly and they don't come on very quickly. Like, it's, you hear that hum.
Oh, yeah.
As it starts to illuminate. And these lights are 2.5 stories up. In the middle, there are some mats and some sparring dummies, but the whole place is just riddled with bullets and claw marks.
Do I see any other doors other than the double doors next to this control room?
You do. On the far side from where you are, you can see two other doors, and they're both labeled bathroom.
Cool. I think I want to look through the filing cabinet and see what kind of records are being kept here.
It's very similar to the conversation that you heard when you scoped this place out the other night. It is all of the records for people who have been moved into security, and they are divided up by kind of their performance in the training. How well they have done with firearms, how well they have done with hand-to-hand, how well they have done with self-defense, and also how well they can take damage. There's also a list of names for people that have not yet been pulled up, that it seems like they are planning to pull up.
I'll get in the chat room. Okay, so this whole floor is like definitely a training facility of some kind. There's some double doors out to the side. I made it to like a control room, and they've got like some records and stuff. But I turned the lights on real quick, and I looked, and it's just like mats and sparring stuff. I think they fight things and shoot stuff and figure out which of the people they're training up need to be where based on their performances. But Lana's not here.
Okay. Well, that's a great answer, at least that you're not in imminent danger in there.
Jake, it looks like you're up then.
All right. I'll start
trying to work my way deeper into the building from this side. Do you want to keep trying to work your way in from that end? See if we meet in the middle somewhere?
Yeah, I can try and scope out this floor a little more and see if there's anything else up here. I can try to make my way down to you guys on the first floor. I don't really have an access card or any really good cover right now to explain why I would be here if I get caught, but I can at least try and get some more information and then get out back the chute if I need to.
Okay, keep us posted.
Be careful.
Yeah, so I'll leave this control room and I'll go take a peek out of the double doors and see what's outside this room.
Okay. You talked before about like turning all the lights off and stuff. Are you leaving this room the way you found it?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you head over to the double doors and crack one open, and it's a stairwell.
I'll go down the stairs.
All right, so as Megan starts to head down the stairs in the stairwell, Jake, what are you doing on the casino floor?
How'd
you get down there, buddy? What are you doing on the floor?
it's sticky down here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So I've been trying to work up a believable drunk performance throughout my time here.
Mm-hmm. Like on the show?
Yeah. how am I doing? Believable?
I haven't understood a word you've said all day, so.
He's just slamming those perfect Long Island iced teas.
Perfect work. But also, in character in the casino.
I see.
So I'm still kind of floating around that doorway that I know I need to get through. And I know that I have not been able to scope out exactly what gets people through that door. So my goal is to kind of get this believable stagger going on. Wait until somebody who looks like an easy mark, like someone who looks like it might be their first night on the job. I know some of these guys were bartenders yesterday. Wait until they open the door and then kind of pull the like drunk stumble into them. Get the thing off of their person. Like whatever they just used to get through the door, as they put it away and go through the door, I snatch it from them.
All right. So I think this is going to be a mislead, distract, or trick.
Okay. 5.
Oh, no.
So as this new security member is walking towards the door, you hear the click sound and it swings open. The two security guards don't pay any mind. You stagger over to try and bump into this security guard and pull whatever it is that triggers the door. And as you kind of start your pivot to fall with them, you slam into another person who is coming out the door the other direction. And as you hit the ground, a hand reaches down and grabs you and pulls you up. And as you look up to the person who is helping you up, you see staring down at you the leader of the Monarchs, Grayson Winters.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, Grouser.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.